Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 597 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Paul, but before we get to Paul's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Harry's. Harry's, like the name, but also stuff that you'd use if you are hairy, because this is shaving stuff. And this is, I actually subscribe to Harry's. I get their shaving gel and their razors. They're great. They're super cheap. And so if you want to get a great gift for somebody or something for yourself, I would highly recommend using Harry's products. Their razors are some of the best. And of course, you don't need to go to the drugstore and get them out of the glass case, which is kind of crazy. I mean, two regular guys just like us started Harry's, and they just wanted to make high quality stuff at a cheap price and make it awesome for everybody. And that's what they do. Now over a million dudes have already made the switch, and thousands more switch every day. So you can get the starter kit, which is called the Truman. It's an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor, moisturizing, shaving cream, and three razor blades. And they'll give you $5 off your first purchase when you visit harrys.com and use the promo code AskPat. Again, that's harrys.com and promo code AskPat. All right, here's today's question from Paul.
Hi, Pat. My name is Paul Carlson, and I'm the owner of SafetySolutionsAcademy.com and the host of the Safety Solutions Academy podcast. I'm a professional defensive firearms instructor, and I first of all want to say thank you and then get right to my question. How is it that a person like me who really just wants to teach, I'm not so tech savvy, but I love teaching. How is it that I can make all the important parts of my website work together? Do I need to learn how to use all of these tools intimately? Do I need to find the right people to make it work for me? Or do I need to find the right tools that work together so that it's easy? I got some great feedback from a student at a live class this weekend. His comment was, wow, this was a fabulous class. I can't believe how much I learned, and you really need to smooth out your registration process and your email process because it doesn't make you look as professional as you are. It's a wonderful compliment. It's great feedback, and it's nothing that I don't know, but I'm struggling at making my website, which is WordPress, work with the Magento store and the plugins that go with that that have little glitches in them and all of the different challenges that I find. So, Pat, I'd like your advice on how it is that I can make my registration process, make my lead into my classes as professional as I am. Thanks so much for everything you do, Pat, and look forward to hearing your response.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate this, and awesome comment. I mean, I wish I got more comments like that from my audience. I do get them every once in a while, but I love when they give me something constructive like that, and I think that was probably a big eye-opening comment for you and something that perhaps prompted this question. Now, really what it comes down to is tech, obviously. And tech can be very, very confusing, especially for those who are just starting out. And for me, I know that when I first started out, I kind of fought my way through everything. And things didn't work always as planned. But here's the thing. I asked people who were doing what I wanted to do. So I don't sell registration for courses, and I don't use Magento, but you might find somebody, and the best thing you could do is find somebody who is doing it to just show you or point you in the right direction. And I don't know if that's necessarily possible at this time, but you had mentioned getting connected with the right people, and that's really what it's all about. When I first started, I was using a tool called eJunkie to sell information products, namely an ebook to help people pass a study and study for the lead exam. And I didn't know how to use it, and I fought my way through the knowledge base there, and I talked to their support, and that helped a little bit. But really what helped me out was somebody who was already using that software, who was like, hey, Pat, let me show you how it works. And we got on a call, and literally in 10 minutes, I was like up and running and all ready to go. So with what you have going on, if you could find somebody who's using it, you might want to actually reach out to your shopping cart and see their support service and see if there's any other examples or people that they can connect you with to point you in the right direction, or at least you can get some experience going through other people's sites and registration processes through that particular platform. And then you might find that, well, maybe that's not the best platform overall, and you might want to look at something different and find other sites out there who are similar in the sense that they're registering people for courses and whatnot. And you can just simply reach out and ask them, hey, what particular shopping cart are you using? What registration process are you using? I mean, by far, the number one thing that's helped me move forward with my business technically is just asking other people. Seriously, by far, the more I find myself trying to work through these things on my own, the more time I lose, the more gray hairs I get, and just the more stressed out I get. So try to find other people if you can. WordPress is a good solution, and it is probably just going to come down to the right either people, or if not, the right software to go on top of it. And I don't know specifically why you chose the one that you chose, but there are other ones out there, and it shouldn't make you look unprofessional. If it's not working the way that it should, something's wrong. And I like that you're asking this question now to try and find the right solution. But, you know, hire out is what I would recommend if you can't find somebody who can just provide you that information at this point in time. There are great sites out there that have experienced people on there who can help you with these particular setups. For example, Upwork. Upwork.com, which was previously Elance and also previously Odesk. They both merged and turned into Upwork. And Upwork.com is a place where you can go to find developers who are very familiar with these particular things. You can look for ones that are set up and have expertise in e-commerce. Make sure you look at their portfolios and try to get references. It's going to be a little bit of a process to find the right people, but by far it's going to help you more than anything. And I would just make sure that you take it one step at a time, because it's a very daunting process to go over and kind of just do an overhaul. But with that said, I think it's one of these things that when you have it working finally in the way that you want to, it's really going to pay off for you. I mean, if you're getting this kind of comment from an existing student, imagine the people out there who are going through that registration process and seeing you, Paul, and saying, wow, I don't know if this course is going to be great as he says it is, because just already I'm having a terrible experience kind of getting signed up. So those are some things that you could do to improve that experience. And I hope that helps you, Paul. If anybody else has experience with Magento, I think is what you called it. Yeah, Magento, e-commerce solution. And there's a lot of other ones out there. But if anyone has any experience with Magento or some advice for Paul here, just use the hashtag AskPat597. Again, hashtag AskPat597. And hopefully one of you can help even further point Paul in the right direction. And Paul, I want to wish you all the best of luck. And I apologize, I just didn't have do this and that's it. But it is going to take some time. But I definitely and highly recommend finding other people out there who can help you, specifically through getting that customer experience right from the start. So thank you again so much, Paul. I wish you all the best, and I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, like I do with everybody. And for those of you who are listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much for your time and attention today. I really appreciate it, and I really look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode. But before that, I do want to give you a quote, and this quote is from Wayne Dyer, and he said, "Be miserable. Or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always your choice." Love it. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode of AskPat. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.